This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Labor Day, and millions of Americans are losing their unemployment benefits with three federal programs expiring today. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
A $300 a week federal unemployment supplement that began in March expires today, along with two other federal programs that cover the self-employed and gig workers and the long-term unemployed. About 8.9 million people will lose all their unemployment aid as a result. President Biden's administration believes the U.S. economy is strong enough not to be rattled by the drop in unemployment benefits. Officials maintain that other elements of the safety net, like the child tax credit and the SNAP program, are enough to smooth things over. As of Friday, the unemployment rate was down to 5.2%.
A little bit of a mystery in Afghanistan. Several planes expected to evacuate hundreds of people trying to escape the Taliban have been unable to leave the country for days. Conflicting accounts about why. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, the top Republican on the Foreign Affairs Committee, says Americans are among those trying to leave, and he thinks the Taliban is playing tough.
My concern is they're going to demand more and more, whether it be cash or legitimacy, as the government of Afghanistan.
He was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Hurricane Ida's deadly march from the south to the northeast has lawmakers from both parties vowing to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure network. At least 66 people died because of the storm. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Global warming and the havoc it wreaks knows no political boundaries. And let us hope the solution knows no political boundaries either, because this is a crisis.
Thousands who fled South Lake Tahoe, California, ahead of a wildfire are being allowed back home. Crews are holding back the flames. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta remembers a legendary funny man.
Former Today Show weatherman Willard Scott has died at the age of 87, according to NBC. I'm Margie Zarletta with a look at his life. Willard Scott had a favorite response if you asked if he was a meteorologist.
No, I'm a Southern Baptist.
Scott's trademarks were 100th birthday greetings to viewers and dressing up in silly costumes, including a famous incident in which he dressed as Carmen Miranda. Scott created the Ronald McDonald character for Washington area commercials and was disappointed he was not chosen for the national ads. Scott was asked in a 2004 AP interview what he would send to the Today Show if he made it to 100.
I'd probably send a picture of me dressed as Carmen Miranda and then some other picture with me shaking hands with the Pope.
Margie Zarletta reporting. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says the labor market's going to be very, very tight for the foreseeable future. Some Americans still worried about COVID health risks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.